And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you. Lee Hill, our web producer, joins me here in the studio as always. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. TGIF, right?
You know, that's right.
Well, say, it's been another week of presidential primaries, and this week in our own backyard, residents in what's known as the Potomac region, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, decided that Democratic Senator Barack Obama and Republican Senator John McCain should be their party's nominees for the general election in November. Well, Michelle, as you know, there's been a lot of talk about who's courting whom, and there's been a lot of focus on the Latino vote. Well, we heard from Javier out in California. He takes issue with all the hoopla about the Latino vote.
As a Chicano, I have been finding the discussion about the Latino vote to be quite interesting and informative about where we as a group stand in this country. We, quote unquote, cannot be defined any more comparatively than, say, Colin Powell and Barack Obama. Are both African American? Certainly. Are both active politically? Sure. But will we go so far as to say that they vote the same way based on nothing more than their skin color or cultural heritage? This is a problem. I don't want to sound uber sensitive, but we have to be cognizant that discussions about the Latino vote can themselves be potentially divisive.
Okay, thanks, Javier.
Finally, we recently highlighted the American Library Association's picks for children's books in our regular chat with Lorraine Roy, the group's president. Well, some of you wrote in with your book picks, while others of you told us about what you're doing to get your children reading, like Leah out in Georgia.
I've always been an avid reader, and it has always been very important that I share my love of reading with my daughters. In January of 2006, I started a mother-daughter book club with my then 12-year-old daughter and five other mother-daughter pairs. All of the girls are very bright anyway, but I believe the book club has made them more confident in their intellect and abilities. I have seen so many benefits that I will recommend this to everyone.
Well, thank you, Leah. What a good idea. Good luck with your book club. And thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And to see the books Lorraine Roy talked about, you can go to our website. And as always, to tell us more about what you think and see what other listeners are thinking and talking about, please go to npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.